He suggested to Duncan Milner, the creative director, that they all stand firmly at the far left end to see if they could get jobs to gravitate there. When he walked in, he went immediately to the right, looking at the Stark product pictures. "This looks great," he said. "Let's talk about these." Vincent, Milner, and Clow did not budge from the other end. Finally, Jobs looked up, glanced at the iconic treatments, and said, "Oh, I guess you like this stuff." He shook his head. "It doesn't show the product. It doesn't say what it is." Vincent proposed that they use the iconic images, but add the tagline, 1,000 songs in your pocket. That would say it all. Jobs glanced back toward the right end of the table, then finally agreed. Not surprisingly, he was soon claiming that it was his idea to push for the more iconic ads. There were some skeptics around who asked, "How's this going to actually sell an iPod?" Jobs recalled. "That's when it came in handy to be the CEO, so I could push the idea through."